This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. When it came out in 1959, this music was considered too suggestive, and many radio stations banned it. What I Say by Ray Charles became a smash hit anyway. If you can't figure it out, there's something wrong, Ray Charles said. Either that, or you're not accustomed to the sweet sounds of love. Treat me wrong. Coming longer than all night long, yeah. In the late 50s, Ray Charles was riding high and living hard with Cadillacs, heroin, and women. And despite those distractions, he was on his way to transforming American music twice. First by melding gospel and blues, and later by bringing his own sound to country music. Oh, it's all right now. Now Taylor Hackford has brought the Ray Charles story to the screen. It took 15 years to get funded, despite the director's clout and credibility from earlier films, An Officer and a Gentleman, Against All Odds, Everybody's All-American, and Chuck Berry, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. For all the glory of his music, Ray Charles' personal story is dark and difficult. There were many delays. But Ray opens tomorrow, 4 months after Ray Charles' death. When we talked with Taylor Hackford last spring, the singer was still alive, and Taylor was excited about the remarkable portrayal of him by the comedian and actor Jamie Foxx in the lead role.
An actor's stock and trade are his eyes, or her eyes. You know, the great actors can communicate without words. You look at them, and through their eyes, you see their soul. With Ray Charles, you don't have that opportunity. There's a set of dark glasses between you and the eyes, and you can't see the eyes because they're sewn shut. So how do you do it? I can tell you this because I've spent a lot of time with Ray Charles. You can't take your eyes off him when you see him. His body, the way he talks, the way he moves, he doesn't see you, but through those glasses, he pins you in a way. There's a perception that almost like this is a big hoax, he can see. You know, he focuses on you. And Jamie caught that.
I've heard there's a story about how he got the role. Could you tell us that?
I introduced them at the very beginning. I put them side by side at pianos, which was very tough for Jamie because Ray's a very tough taskmaster.
Yeah, that's it.
Jamie went to university on a piano scholarship. He can play wonderful classical piano. You know, Ray was there saying, come on, man, it's right under your fingers. You got it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I think I may have blown this, you know, because Jamie may just get up and walk out of that. But he stayed in there.
Yeah! I think the boy got it. Yeah, he got it.
Okay. How did, this is the thing I never understand, and maybe you explain it, maybe you don't explain. How did Ray Charles become a transformative figure in country and Western music? It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, no, it does make sense. And when you see the film, you'll understand. Ray Charles has always been country. I mean, he was raised in the South. And when you're in the South, you have white people and black people, you know, poor people living side by side. You know, at one point when Ray Charles was growing up, you weren't able to hear race records. But you could hear the Grand Ole Opry. You could hear country music, and country music was all around him. Country music oftentimes has great songs with fabulous stories. Ray loved that. So at a certain point in his life, when he'd already made it, when he'd had number one songs in the R&B marketplace and didn't have to change at all, his choice to record country western music was a personal choice. I mean, his record company fought it. You see the movie and they thought he was crazy. This is a man who can't be stopped. And guess what? America totally embraced it. In 1962, he had the album of the year, the single of the year, and he was the artist of the year.
In country.
In country. It was with a country album called Modern Sounds of Country Western.
I just can't stop it. I've made up my mind. Come along.
Ray Charles unified America. He unified through his voice, through his choice of music, through his feeling for this country, and I don't mean in a patriotic way. I mean truly understanding at its core who we are, because we are a multiracial society. We are different than anybody else. And he embodied that more than, to me, anyone else in music. And America responded. They understand it. They hear that music and they know this is us.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. I said, Georgia.
What did you feel like before you showed the film to Ray Charles?
He came in and I was trepidatious. I mean, you can imagine. He sat down. Of course, he didn't sit down in front of the television set. He sat off to the side because all he was interested in was hearing the speaker. And I described to him what was on the screen. And Ray listened, and he was very interested in hearing the voice of his mother. He still says she's the most important person in his life, and he still talks to her every day. He said he was going to give me 20 minutes because he was busy in the studio, and he sat there for an hour. But he got up in the end and he said, I'm very happy. And that was a huge thing for me. I mean, you can imagine. You make this film about someone for that person. And in the long run, he didn't have to say, you know, he's not a man to wax poetic, all right? But he got up and said, I'm very happy, and walked out. And that was a major thing for me.
Filmmaker Taylor Hackford's movie, Ray, about the life and music of Ray Charles, opens tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, let's have fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. You better let the good time roll, baby. Well, let's get it on, mama. And I don't care if you're old. Get yourself together, let the good time roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you gotta go and spin.